Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, How to Interpret Scripture. Lesson 3, Jesus and the Apostles' View of the Bible. Thirsty, the Apostles and the Bible. Peter and John were arrested. The priests were full of envy because a person that had been lame for over 40 years had been healed and ran around, jumped around. And now these priests laid hands on the apostles, put them in hold, and the next morning they were in front of the 70. And now they were asked. And in the end, they told them, "You are not allowed to talk about this Jesus anymore, otherwise we will kill you." And the answer, is interesting. Peter and John, they said to them, after there had been this talk to them, they commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. Verse 19 in Acts 4. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to listen unto you more than unto God, judge you. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." Now this amazes me, really. It's astonishing. This is the same Peter, just a few weeks before. He was in the inner court of the palace of the high priest, and a lady in charge of the door said, "I know you. You have been with Jesus as well." "Oh, no." And for three times, Peter said, "Jesus, who is that? I do not know him." He cursed himself. Said, "I do not know him." And they said, "Now we have heard it. And from your dialect, you're from Galilee. Of course you're one of the disciples." And then the cock-a-doodle-doo. You could hear him. And then Peter remembered. And he was ashamed and ran out weeping. And now, the same council, those who judged, who accused Jesus to be murdered on a cross, this same council, and Peter is in front of them, and there they say, "If you go on talking, you will be killed." And Peter, "We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." It's so amazing. We've never heard anyone talking like him. We cannot but speak. And when they come back to their friends, to the church, and tell all what had happened, the church members, they lifted up their voices to God. In verse 24, with one accord, now this is something which astonishes me even more, and said, "Lord, you are God. You have made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. You have done it. You are the one. You are the one. you have made everything. And now think what people, little ones, kids in the kindergarten are taught, in school, high school, at the university. Is it this sentence? Oh Lord, you have made heaven and earth and everything what is in it. Do they hear this? We are far, far away from the truth. And it's time to listen to the question of God too. Job, where have you been when I created heaven and earth? Where have you been? Tell me if you want to be so clever. Do you want to tell your mother what has been at your birth? Who knows it better, she or you? But at the birth of the earth, you haven't been there. And the one who had been there, and the one tells us how he made it. And then we say, oh no, we know it better. Although we hadn't been there. It's silly, isn't it? God is the Creator, and the Bible is the truth.